Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
I got a message last night on my Instagram, at Dave's Today FM on Instagram, from somebody who spotted a message, I think it was on Facebook, and it was about a missing wild animal. So we had to get to the bottom of it. Ben Hart from Wild Encounters Mini Zoo in Limerick is on the phone. Hiya, Ben.
Hi there, how are you doing?
Good, what are you missing?
So it's a capybara. So for those that don't know what that is, it's basically a South American species. It's the world's largest rodent. So it's about the size of a Labrador, looks a bit like a guinea pig.
Yeah, I remember seeing a capybara before in a zoo somewhere and going, oh my God, it's so much bigger than I thought the capybaras were.
Saw some down in Fota Island. Fota,
yes.
Yeah, I think they have some, yeah.
And so, what has the capybara got a name?
Julio.
Julio the capybara. Okay, so a good South American name for the capybara there. How does Julio get out? Because I presume you guys at the Wild Encounters Mini Zoo are very careful about your animals.
Yeah, we are. I mean, we're still investigating exactly how it happened. But basically, we came down in the morning and found the gate open. The padlock was still locked, and the bolt was shut across, so he wouldn't have been able to open it himself. So,
and he wouldn't have been able to leap out either. I mean, capybaras, although they are, as you said, they are rodents, they're not notoriously athletic.
No, they're kind of a bit on the chunky side. So, his fencing was high enough that he wouldn't have been able to jump out of that, no.
Do you think there's any chance then that the way sometimes, you know, people's kind of pedigree dogs get taken, do you think there's some chance somebody might have just taken them?
Well, we know if anyone did try it, they weren't successful, because we did actually see him on our CCTV having a wander around in the middle of, in the nighttime.
Right.
So if it was someone that tried to get in, they weren't successful on actually getting him. He's quite a timid guy, so he would have been quite hard to actually catch. We know that if it was someone that did something, then they weren't successful in actually getting him. We know that he is out
in the wild. And how would a capybara fare out in the wild in Ireland? I mean, I presume they're grazers, are they?
They are, yeah. They're complete herbivores, so they're quite a hardy species, so the climate and stuff isn't going to be any effect to them whatsoever. Obviously, the human interaction, like traffic and stuff, is going to be the biggest issue,
right,
on that. But as I said, he is quite timid, so we're fairly sure he probably won't go anywhere near roads. So he's probably going to be holed up somewhere on agricultural land somewhere, really, probably near a water source as well. They're kind of semi-aquatic, living in the Amazon.
Okay, so whereabouts in Limerick is Wild Encounters?
We're just outside Kilmeedy, so just south of Newcastle West, that down the Newcastle West is John Colliher Road.
Okay, and if somebody were to spot what they think might be Julio the capybara, the world's biggest rodent, how do they get in touch with you?
So they can get in touch through our social media pages, so Facebook Wild Encounters Mini Zoo or Instagram, or they can email us at getwild@wildencounters.ie, or they can give us a ring on 061-974-951.
Okay. Poor Julio, he must be kind of confused.
I'd say so, yeah. So, as I said, he's no threat to anyone or livestock or animals or any other animals. As I said, he's a complete herbivore, so he'll be kind of probably keeping to himself. He'll probably be most active kind of in the early morning, early evening time. That's generally when he was most active in his paddock, kind of grazing and stuff like that. So that's the most likely time that people will kind of see him, really. During the daytime, he might, in the actual middle of the day, he might be kind of in around hedgerows and stuff like that.
Having a siesta or something.
Yeah.
I found this sound of a capybara online.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a barking sound, yeah.
So is it likely that he might do that to try and get your attention, or, you know, like, is he vocal usually?
They tend to do that when they're alarmed. So if someone is on a walk and they walk by him, then he's fairly likely to make that noise as an alarm call, basically. So again, if someone's walking near a hedgerow and hear that, then they're probably more likely going to hear him than see him first, really.
Gotcha. Okay, well, Ben, we wish you the best. We hope Julio finds safety back with Wild Encounters Mini Zoo in Limerick. And as you said, the social media page is probably the best way to get in touch if anyone has any information. Thanks for joining us, Ben.
No, thank you.
Best of luck. See you later.
Okay, cheers. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.